What in God's name is going on in here? What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Turn the fucking beat up!
What is that? What is that? What is that noise?
What noise?
Really, sir, there wasn't any noise.
Let's create.
Nah, not yet.
I'm ready to create now.
Nah, not yet. Hold on.
No, let's create now.
London doesn't want to talk no more.
I know. What up, though? It is I, Big Papa Skeeto, and
Big Mama Neezy.
What's up, Neezy?
What's up?
And we got Big Baby London.
Yeah, she may contribute
and she may not.
She doesn't want to talk right now.
So real quick, before we get off into... Wait, first off, motherhood going well?
Oh, yes.
Because I feel like we got away from that now. I was like, oh, we got a baby now. Y'all don't want to hear about the baby no more.
Well, we be trying not to just make it all about London. But, yes, it's going good. Told you we got the breastfeeding down.
Mm-hmm.
Got that down pack. We got milk stored in the freezer now.
Yeah, say hi.
Yeah, I know you was that was something that was a little discouraging at first. So I'm glad that was because
it was tough. It was tough to like get it all in and then get on a schedule. So we're good now.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got my good boob, then I got the not so good boob. But hey, it is what it is.
Gotcha.
But she's getting big and she's talking more and like really talking and responding back to us. Like she know exactly
we had
what
her
saying.
Last week on this, we had a little segment where she talked. So she's up and at him right now. Neezy been doing, I want y'all to know, Neezy been doing all this, like, while holding the baby, breastfeeding the baby, trying to keep the baby calm and stuff. Because we ain't know if we was going to still be able to, like, keep it up. So, and here London is now. She alert now. So she may make a couple little cameo appearances.
And she's good with her numbers.
Yeah.
And she doesn't like to sit down. She likes to be up and moving around at all times. And so she's in that curious phase too.
Mm-hmm. So now I wanted to talk about this, right? So last week you was hip to all the Kanye talking, all this and that, right?
Yes.
And then Drake came out with his album. You didn't get a chance to listen to none of that.
I listened to Drake's album.
When?
I like
when did you have
when I was in the car.
That's why you was gone so long.
Yes, because I was riding around listening to it. Because, you know, it sounds better in the car anyway.
I didn't even know
headphones.
You heard it. Learn something new. All right.
Yeah.
Any tracks in particular?
I can't remember the name of it. But, the TSU. I thought that one was kind of cool.
Because you're down here in Houston.
Yeah.
Hold on. Stop right there. Because people keep talking about, like, some of this stuff, you do have to feel the vibe. You do have to be there, right? And I always tell you, ain't nothing like, we're going to do it in London when we take her out like for a ride and stuff. But like when you riding underneath the lights and stuff in downtown Houston and shit, that shit is lit. It was lit in Detroit.
And I honestly, like, you know, I don't, the song doesn't resonate with me, but the vibe of it, of like the girls liking girls, something too.
You don't like girls? That's what you're saying?
Nah. But the vibe, like the beat on it sounds good.
Well, what do you
think? Like if you could just listen to the instrumental, it was like, okay.
Well, what do you think about, there's a line in there where Drake says, I like girls too. I'm a lesbian.
Okay, it is what it is. If he wants to call himself a lesbian,
nah, but
whatever.
everybody said that the bar was corny and
it was. I mean, if that's a pickup line that he's trying to use for somebody, it's whack.
It was something like, "I like to eat pussy too." Yeah, I'm a lesbian or something like that.
But it was like, "No, she says she's a lesbian girl. Me too." Something like that. But if that's a pickup line that they're using nowadays, that's whack.
Yeah.
That's like if I could put you and I rearrange the alphabet and put you and I together.
What type of old school?
It's corny. But I mean, if it works, because I mean, he Drake, you know, some chicks would be like, oh my goodness, he said that. But
they love that.
It wasn't all that. The vibe just of the songs was just.
Okay.
It was, I really liked
it. Did you make it to the Project Pat feature? Knife Talk? I know you probably know, because you know you always be talking about, here you go listening to that killer music again. You just shoot them up, bang bang, all day. It's so dark.
Yes, I listened to the whole thing.
So did you get to he led off with it. It was he did the little Project Pato, mm-hmm. Like he did all that shit. So
I know, I figured that was the one that you really liked.
Of course. Now here's the thing though, some backlash came from that because people started to say, who is Project Pat?
Really?
And yeah, some people was like, oh, is he in a band? Like, what is this? What is that? Like, it was
the younger generation must have said that.
Must have. And there's some chicks out there that don't know either. And oh, it's wow. Like, man. And then, so of course, you know, I was getting tagged into stuff, right? Mm-hmm. I don't like arguing with stuff like for real, I really don't. Because you know how I am, right? Like, I feel what I feel about things, and I will hear what you have to say about it, but you're not, it's a very slim chance you're going to change my mind about, you know exactly. What I'm saying? Only because I put enough kind of like thought and in facts and stuff into why I like what I like, right? So you're not going to come convince me that like, nah, Project Pat is whack. You feel me? Like, and people say, because I'd be like, you know, Project Pat is one of my favorite rappers when we first met each other. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you always let that be known.
But Project Pat is one of my favorite rappers because he was the soundtrack to a lot of the stuff that we was out there doing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, or when I was, you know what I'm saying? Even if I wasn't doing that stuff, like, before I did anything, like, niggerish or whatever, like, I was listening to Project Pat. If I told you I was fighting in the parking lot, like, guess what I was playing in the background? If I told you I went and did this, guess what I listened to before I went over there? Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, what did I listen to on the ride home? Like, I don't know, man. But I know it's subjective. But I just, you got to give certain like legends they flowers and stuff while they here, man.
Yeah.
And he got a signature flow. He got a signature stuff. That's why we do the whole ski tour thing, because it's paying homage to Project Pat. You feel me? But yeah. So you made it through the album overall. Like, you liked it. You said
I really liked it.
Did you like it better than Scorpion, the last one, the little double disc one that he had?
I don't even remember that one, but so yes.
We're gonna go with yes. All right then. All right. So something else I wanted to ask you, because this came out and I didn't really touch on it on the Inaudible Bros brought it up because we was talking about Texas being Texas. That's one of our segments about like all the new laws that they passed. Like brass knuckles is legal. It's a 10 years or a $10,000 fine if you steal off of somebody's porch.
So I better be making sure I get all my packages.
All the packages, right?
Ain't nobody going to steal my packages no more.
I don't think you would let that though, because you be having me like, let me tell y'all something, y'all, in audibles. Neezy be like, go check the door. Ain't nothing out there, babe. Go check the door again. She have it to where you open the door right when it's awkward, because it like, leave my package by the door, knock, and then let me come get it. Or like, let me.
But they don't knock.
Either way, Neezy has me opening the door, looking the package person right in the face every time. The DoorDash person, like everything, food, whatever. If you drop something off at the door, I'm greeting you at the door.
Because I try not to give the people a chance to even steal my package.
She don't play.
Because they got us one time at the old place.
When they stole my shoes?
Yep.
I had some dress shoes, man. It was like some Steve Madden somethings. Mm-hmm. And they were supposed to left it by the door. And I'm like, what y'all broke ass niggas want with these nice ass dress shoes? Y'all ain't got nowhere to wear these to. It's what, your court date?
And I cussed up a storm in that hallway.
She did.
And I made sure everybody heard me too.
Then they came back and stole the dude next door to us chair.
Yeah.
They stole his shit. Yeah. All right. So, no, one of the other laws, I wanted to ask you about this, because now they passed a law for abortion, and it's ringing off everywhere because it's like, who are they to tell women what to do with their bodies?
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
So what's the law now? It's like under... Like
you can't have an abortion after 6 weeks. No exceptions.
And then they say anybody that assists you
accomplices. They are. So your Uber driver... your Lyft driver, whoever, the doctor, nurse, anybody who has assisted with that is an accomplice. But again, let's just break this down.
Okay.
So one, just when you found out that you're pregnant, most people don't find out that they're pregnant until they're at least 8 to 10 weeks.
Right. So by the time you find out, it's a wrap.
It's too late. Because when we found out that I was pregnant, I was 10 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
and you don't know that you're pregnant because most people, well, I can't say most, but some people actually still have full cycles, yeah, menstrual cycles while they're pregnant. So like in the beginning, that's why I didn't know I was pregnant, because I still had one, you mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So already out the door, you find out at 8 to 10 weeks you're pregnant, dang, you got to keep it.
Yeah.
Second issue here with that, finding out that you're pregnant after 6 weeks is, what if you were raped?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's my thing. And let's not act like this does not happen.
Mm-hmm.
Rape victims, they do get pregnant. A lot of rape victims do not want to keep the baby because that reminds them.
On the show, The Shy.
Yeah.
It talked about that and how the girl ended up having to keep it and she didn't want it. But then she, you know what I'm saying? She,
because it's a tough decision. I mean, mm-hmm. it's a very line to cross, you know, because mm-hmm. it's a tough decision. Tough on because you are killing a fetus there.
Mm-hmm.
And then also it's like, this is your rape victim's baby.
Yeah.
And it's like, do you want to raise this child or do you want to kill it? And a lot of people, you know, they teeter the fence there, because then it comes into all the different kind of abortion. You're killing a full human being, or
yeah, yeah,
you know, stuff like that. But Texas done made it so
they eliminated all that.
Exactly. So yeah, you just ain't got no choice. You just gonna,
you
gotta have this.
Well, you know what it is. Wait, are you still breaking it down? I don't wanna hijack.
Yeah, so give me okay, one more.
Handle your business.
So Texas is making it so you gotta have this baby. So two things is about to happen here in Texas.
Okay.
Yo, place the what you
Planned
call
Parenthood?
These not even Planned Parenthood. No, when you give up your the adoption agency.
Uh huh.
Now it's gonna be tons of kids in this system.
They about to adopt.
So more tons of kids in this system is gonna give Texas more money. So now since. Mm-hmm. Since it's going to be more kids in the system, and we're still on topic one, since there's going to be more kids in the system, that is going to give the state more money. But also the issue is going to be this now, all these kids in the system, who is going to take care of these kids? A lot of these kids are going to end up just growing
state.
Up in the state, because people, it's not going to be that many people that's going to adopt all these kids.
Yeah.
Unless people are going to start coming from different states to come and get a child from Texas.
Yeah.
And... Oh, go
no,
ahead.
No, Hannah, go.
My second thing was, if these people do not go through with their whole pregnancies now, you're going to have all your back end under the table people who's going to do
it. The niggas with the coat hangers.
Exactly. And the hot water and all that. You're going to have that.
How you know all that?
You haven't seen enough movies to know, fool.
Oh, movies.
So you're going to have a lot of that. And then also, you're going to have a lot... Like your accidents levels is gonna go up in these mm-hmm. hospitals.
Cedar Point. What did Tiffany Haddish say
exactly.
when she found out she was pregnant? She said she just went to Cedar Point and drank, rode all the rides, and then she wasn't pregnant no more.
And so it's gonna be a lot. It's gonna be a lot. And I hate to even say this last part of it, but I honestly think for the people who can't get rid of the baby, suicide. Because
yeah,
you know
the
days that we live in right now, that's a big issue too.
And because we just had London, and we like, so she'll be 3 months and a couple days she'll be 3 months. It's a big undertaking to have a baby. Some people are ready for it, some people are not. And and again, that's where the whole, it's their choice to decide whether or not, you know what I'm saying, they want to do it. You know me, I'm forever the conspiracy theorist. A lot of my stuff, like, it makes sense on a business level when you really understand how business works. If you understand that Texas itself functions like a corporation and is high level business, which is why a lot of these businesses operate out of Texas, because it's all these tax breaks and stuff. I have been saying during the entire COVID thing about how this is all really to manipulate the healthcare system, and that's how they making their money, because all
exactly.
the back end stuff that's being exchanged. Again, yes, the vaccine is free. But these medical companies are, you know what I'm saying? They have the arrangements worked out and everything with the insurance companies and the medical providers.
Yeah, for them to still get paid.
Yeah. So the money is being exchanged behind the scenes. And not even dirty wise. It's just, you know what I'm saying? This is, you have to take this because we pay for this, right?
Exactly. So, and why you think that they get so much information when you go to take your little free test?
Yeah, because they need to know. And so the other thing too, and I remember getting, I don't know if we had this on there, but I know for a fact we argued about it in the group chat with the Inaudible Bros. But I feel like, I don't think COVID was a hoax per se, but I think that it was utilized for population control to the fact where it gets rid of some of the older folks and brings in some of the newer folks, right?
Yeah.
And when I was posed with, well, what sense does that make, right? As long as you own an insurance plan, the insurance companies get money and the healthcare companies get money, and that drives the economy, especially for a place like Texas, which, you know what I'm saying, that's a focal point. We've learned firsthand how expensive it is when you have a baby, and we know what it is when you add the baby to your insurance policy.
Yeah.
It goes up. There's 1,000,001 pandemic babies that were born within this past year.
More, 10 million or more.
And I'm okay with that.
Because shit, look how packed the doctor's office was.
Yeah, I'm okay with that though. Because hey, life, you know what I'm saying? Create. Yeah. But that's the thing. Out with the old, in with the new. And the guarantee that we keep having them new, we're going to place a ban that says that you can't get rid of it. Oh, you don't want it? Give them to us. Okay, like Neezy said, like we'll take care of them if you don't want them. There's adoption agencies. We'll, you know what I'm saying? We'll put them in the system. But you're going to have this baby because that's more per capita. That's more head count, right? Yeah. That's more money. Cha-ching, cha-ching. Every time you're popping them out. So, and I know. Y'all like, I've been down here. Well, we've been down here 8 years and stuff. Texas works like a corporation, bro. I'm going to say. They not for the people and how you may think that they is. Stuff. No,
it's just all about the numbers.
If you can come down here and make it happen for yourself, you get your piece of the pie and stay out the way. You feel me? So for everybody, that's so capitalistic and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You can stay in Detroit and have to, like, scam and rob your whole life. Or you can move on to, like, these other cities, like in Atlanta, which is more progressive. But that's because they lean heavily on the entertainment side of things, right? And the nightlife. And they got the film industry and stuff over there and stuff, right? Different cities have different, like, things that make them tick.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like energy is king down here. Healthcare is. Like when we talked about that ice storm, I mentioned it. You know what I'm saying? There's the what's my man's Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
Is cool with the energy companies. The senator dude, the dude who dipped. He thought he was going to be able to just do what he do and slide off. It didn't happen. And then his man's Hot Wheels, you know what I'm saying? Abbott, same thing. You know what I'm saying? They got to appease these pharmaceutical companies. That's why weed ain't legal here. Everybody like, I just don't understand. I feel like, you know, it should just be legal. What are they waiting on? If you have a $75 billion money flow going on, the only thing that would make you stop it is if you could establish $175 billion money flow
with the
weed. If I'm pumping all these opioids and you know what I'm saying, these pain pills and all this and that, and I'm making, you know what I'm saying, trillions of dollars off of this shit, why would I switch to weed just because y'all want me to? Unless y'all show me the dollars behind it. And then you can say, like, okay, well, look at Denver, look at Detroit, look at parts of Oklahoma, look at Portland. Oh, well, they had to do that because, you know what I'm saying, they ain't had nothing else. We got stuff. We got healthcare and we got oil and gas. We got this. We got that. What we need that for? We got agriculture. We don't need weed, even though that weed could be part of the agricultural part. But they have to build up enough money first before they can, you know what I'm saying, be like, all right, I guess we'll switch over there. Like you say, hey, pack all this shit up. We moving over there. Well, until this house is set up and stuff, I'm not just going to stop this and go over there. That's why, you know what I'm saying, certain parts. Anyway, I know I'm getting too deep down the rabbit hole. Because, again, it's got to make sense. People just, and I understand the emotional reaction to it, but you have to look at also the subjective, like, reaction to it and the business that is at play here to understand. Yeah. And me and you talk about this. When you understand why things work, like, or why things are the way that they are, then you don't have to question, well, why'd they do that? Or what sense does this make? It makes all the sense in the world if you're looking at it from this vantage point, right? Yeah. So if you a business person and stuff and you're trying to make as much money as possible, of course. So yeah. Anyway.
It's all about money, baby.
And that's the lesson for the day. Say no to drugs, kids. Unless it's the good kind. And even then you can't trust that now. So did you hear about my man's Michael K. Williams?
I did.
Oh no. They don't know what his real cause of death is. It's rumored that it may have been just bad drugs. It also comes on like the anniversary of when Mac Miller was found dead, and that's when it really became, people were aware that, okay, drugs is being cut with fentanyl and, you know, it's bad drugs out here.
Yeah. And hey, what's up, y'all? It's Neezy here. I wanted to make sure that y'all go and get your Naturally Nate Instant Moisture Duo. That's right. You know, this Instant Moisture Duo can be used on braids, locks, twists, beards, and all of your natural hair. The moisturizer is all natural ingredients. One of our key ingredients, aloe vera. You know, aloe vera is really great for your scalp. And our oil blend is a mixture of the best oils that you can use to promote hair growth and give your hair a good shine and overall just a natural glow. So you're getting two amazing products. Make sure you go to inaudibleruckus.com/naturallynay. And also you can follow us on Instagram at naturally_nay, N-A-E-E. You know, everybody always doing something to mess up something.
What you mean? They messed up the drugs?
If you got to cut it because you're trying to stretch it more, like just leave it alone. Leave well enough alone.
Babe, it's profit margins, man. You trying to make the profit margins.
I know. That's why I just can't stand people.
If I could stretch it a little bit more, right, then
But you're risking killing people.
Nah, I know. But they don't care. They're drug dealers. Because think about it. You make oil, right?
That's why I don't want your drugs.
You make oil, right? Let's say there's one ingredient in there where you like, man, I could cut the cost instead of paying what? Let's just say $50 for this gallon of X oil, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of doing that, I could just replace it with this shit. Like, and it'll make it stretch further, and then I could make way more bottles with this.
Yeah,
that's what using that other shit is.
I know,
and it'll
I
add
get
to
it.
The potency in this and that, right?
I get it, but it's like, where's your dignity?
They don't have none. It's over. It's over for dignity. What?
Clearly.
Dignity?
People don't be caring. They just be like, yep, if you going to buy, it's your risk. It's your risk if you going to live or die.
Yeah.
That's
why you got to be careful, man, buying drugs off the street. You know what I'm saying? Like weed enough is sketchy, but when people be out here, man, trying to buy them pills, and you don't know niggas are hitting with all types of press. Niggas be pressing up pills in their grandma's basement. And they don't really know. You letting little Pookie and Man do the shit, and they ain't, you know, they failed high school biology. They let alone try to cook some fucking drugs. The fuck is you, Walter White? Fuck out of here. Go to school, honey.
Nah.
I need my drug dealers to at least have a high school diploma, nigga. So at least I know you've passed basic chemistry and biology shit before you start.
Right. You know a little bit of what you're doing.
Yeah. But yeah, anyway. So say no to drugs. So we got some topics that we pulled offline that we normally go over. So this first one is, when being cheated on, who are you most mad at? Your spouse or the other person?
The spouse.
Yeah.
Because it's like, why are you going out here?
Nah, hold on. You know people love to fight the other person though. Just cause they gonna fight the spouse, but they just wanna get that action in with the other person.
Yeah, but I mean, and that's just to be ignorant. But now
you don't fashion a good rumble.
Now, if the other person knows that they are married, or you know, that's when it's both y'all asses.
Where's the dignity?
That's when it's both y'all asses. But a lot of the times now we see that the spouse be like, nah, man, I ain't married. I ain't with such and such. Nah. So the person don't, like the other person really don't be known.
Yeah. But I mean, I agree with you. I think you should be mad at the spouse because, especially if we talk about being married.
Yeah.
Well, and I had this discussion with one of the homies the other day. It's a commitment.
Exactly.
And people like to, like, it's as with anything, man. People be trying to sign up for stuff and then figure out how they can get out of it. It's like when you sign up for Netflix and you be like, all right, I got this account. And you be like, all right, how can I cancel it?
I seen something, like, while we're on that topic, something that was online, they posed a question. They said, should a marriage license be like a driver's license, that it has an expiration date so you can choose to renew or let it go? I think that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Because if you decide that you want to be married,
it would make sense. Well, okay.
No, because then that gives you something else that the government can control.
Well, no, that's for you to be like, how people think, though.
Go back and forth. Oh, they no longer, they didn't marry, renew their marriage license, so you're legally not married.
Well, no,
anymore.
People already feel like the government has too much say so, and that's why I ain't getting married, because I don't need the government to tell me I need to be with somebody for the rest of my life. That's how some people feel, right? Now, I say it would make sense from that standpoint, but I believe in the actual spiritual, like, unity that comes with marriage. You and I both do.
Yeah.
I'm not rolling just because, and I think that's the problem. A lot of people look at it as an arrangement. They look at it as a business arrangement, a life arrangement. They don't look at it as a spiritual arrangement, right? And I'm not trying to get all preachy with y'all, but like, I mean, it is what it is. Because like,
it's not about disappointing that other person. You disappointing God.
And you know, I know that it's our beliefs, right? Our religious beliefs, our spiritual beliefs. So people could dismiss it that way, but I just find it that when people go out here and try to put their own spin on things and add their own sauce to it and stuff, it don't necessarily translate, right? So, and I just feel like, and at least how I learned it to be anyway, marriage is a spiritual connection where you being spiritually being yoked together with another person and y'all become like one now. So it's not just, oh, I signed a piece of paper and we permanent boyfriend and girlfriend. Like, it don't work like that. And then you could just, oh, I don't want to do this no more.
Exactly.
But everybody don't look at it like that.
Then y'all out here cheating and y'all know it's all these germs.
Here you go with and the diseases. Germs. Man, don't nobody care about these
and
germs.
And infections.
Moving on. Oh, this is my favorite one. Are husbands sugar daddies? Yes.
No, they're not.
Yes.
Why?
What do they say? They say like, when they was talking about prostitution and tricking or whatever, the conversation is indirectly as a man, you're going to be paying for it one way or another. And as a husband, yes, nigga, like your task anyway, if you choose to accept, is to provide and protect. Now, in most cases, man, like you just providing and providing and just providing and continually to provide. Now, most niggas will get mad and be like, what about me? Like, it's cool. But like most real niggas just suck it up and you still, you know what I'm saying? People look out, but like you know that you go above and beyond to like provide, right?
But sugar daddies don't get no buns.
Sugar daddies get buns.
Not if you play the game right. No, they don't.
Here you go.
Sugar daddies don't.
I don't
get
need
buns.
You. I don't want you raising my daughter up to run game.
There's no other way.
She gonna come home with a nigga older than me.
Nah.
Talk about sugar daddies. Nah, did you used to have a sugar daddy back in the day?
Nah.
You got one now, right?
Yeah. Candy man. You're not a sugar daddy. You're a husband.
Won't you be my candy? I'm your candy man, nigga. That's all it is. Babe, can I have this? Babe, can I have that? Babe, buy me this. Babe, buy me that. Babe,
but that's
babe,
what you
babe.
Do. You're a husband. You're supposed to buy me stuff.
Sugar daddy.
No, because I'm madly in love with you, so you're okay. Not a sugar daddy.
I'm your sugar daddy.
We have a family.
I'm the candy man. The candy man can. Nigga. It's all good.
So you say husbands are glorified sugar daddy?
Yes. We pay for everything.
No, you do pay for everything, but I don't think you're a sugar daddy.
Man.
You're a husband.
Okay. Well, tomato, tomato, because, whatever you want to call it.
Because you have the, I have equally amount of love for you.
Man, all right, where that love at when me. It's time to, next time you ask me if you can get something off Amazon, I'm going to tell you to buy it with love. I got love tokens. Giving niggas some love tokens. Be like, hey, see if Amazon will take 20 love tokens.
Your love tokens turn into dollars.
Okay, whatever. Moving on. Survey says yes. Good answer. People say, well, no, you came up with this one. People say that they are tired of things. Oh, yeah. Oh, so y'all see this all the time. People be on social media. I'm tired of my job. Man, I'm tired of being with this person. Man, I'm tired of Michigan. Man, I'm tired of this snow. I'm moving next summer. And then they never make actions to do it. So I wanted to ask you, like, what's your thought process on just like busting a move?
So yeah, that topic, it came because that has been like a debate that's been going on my social media for a minute here, and people.
You be on
like,
social media?
I scroll.
So I'm gonna say you don't be on social media.
I scroll.
Lies.
And I see the comments. So that it's been one that's been like popping up all the time on there, right? So again, a lot of people be like, oh, I'm tired of this, I'm tired of that, this, that, and the third. And what was said underneath these posts is just do it, be about it.
Yeah.
Stop saying how you so tired. It's like, cause you out here just looking for somebody to respond and say, oh, this girl, oh,
that's
boy,
really what it is
this,
though.
This
hold on.
And
that's really what it is.
It is. They just want somebody that's to really, say,
cause
something.
Be about it or do it moving, dog.
Cause, and that's exactly what it is. Just do something about it. You keep saying that you're tired. When are you just going to be like, you know what? Stop saying I'm tired. Stop giving people the show so you can just be, oh, you want the little pity party. Stop trying to look out for the pity
that's
party
what
and
it
just
is.
Do it.
Some people just want to be seen. And you know, people like to say, oh, I make all my moves behind the scenes. Or quiet people don't got to say nothing. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do. Just do it.
Exactly.
But people need an audience and need a million and one people. It reminds me of like the people that... you could tell them something, but then they got to go talk to like 40 other people just to come back and be like, man, guess what so-and-so told me? It's like, nigga, I told you the same thing. But, and I was talking about this with the homies too. Like, some people just don't want to hear from you.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? They don't want to hear from you. Jay-Z got to say it for it to click for them. But you say it and it's like, whatever.
Because just like people have always been asking me, Like, well, you started working out. What are you doing? What are you doing? And you tell folks what you're doing.
And they don't do it.
And I even go so far as when I do the green smoothie cleanse, hey, here are the recipes. And they don't this do is all you have to do.
Well, I'm going to try this because so-and-so over here is doing that.
And then they go on, oh, JJ Smith got a book of green smoothie recipes. Nigga, that's the green smoothie cleanse that we was just doing if you was over here doing it with me.
Yeah.
You know? And then as far as, well, you be working out at home. What are you doing? I'm doing the P90X. Or also here, I'm pulling up YouTube videos on what to do.
And they don't be for none of that. Don't nobody listen. And it's
like, I'm giving it to you.
I'm going to hire a trainer. Let me hire a personal trainer.
And it's like you want to go spend your money on somebody where you can just get this information for free.
Yeah. It's like podcasting. It's not. I always say everything is like podcasting. But like, you know what I'm saying? I could tell you like how to do it or show you how to do it, but you're like, nah, but you ain't doing it like how Joe Budden doing. Or you ain't doing it like how so-and-so doing. Not realizing.
People just like to see, you know, they want the look.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it. Y'all just want the look. And if that's cool, have at it then. We not in it.
There.
Yeah, because we over here. Yeah. We not doing it for the look, man. I mean, nah, we be on the gram and stuff, man, because this is business, right? You that's how you keep it pushing and all that. But like, if I could, like, what they always say, if I hit the lottery, I'll disappear. You'll never see me again. Like, if I hit the lottery or hit it big or something, like, you'll still see me, but, like, it's going to be some, like, more cryptic posts, or I'll be posting third party, or I got a person running my social media for me that I could just send them the pics and the caption and be like, here, on Tuesday, post this shit. I'm out.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not about being seen all the time. That's wolf shit, right? Like, being sometimes because, and you know this, because of what I'm trying to accomplish, I'm really trying to be more executive and behind the scenes producer type of stuff with a lot of things, not even just with the podcast, but just other things that I'm working on. But because people are too busy trying to like do the look and they're not really trying to do the real work, I have to position myself out front and push my own face, because the times that I've tried to play behind the scenes and help push other people didn't last. You feel me? And it's been multiple times. Yeah. It's been at least, what, 10?
And folks, no, but you wrong.
Yeah. Even though I've been doing what I've been doing consistently for 11 years and more. Because, you know, that's just professional experience-wise. We're not talking like just growing up in it. You know what I'm saying?
You know, and we...
Nobody cares, because nobody cares about my qualifications.
Exactly. We can talk about this topic all day long, because I always tell people how to take care of their hair. And it's no. I am a licensed cosmetologist.
Yep.
I'm not saying I know everything, but I know the basics.
Yeah.
And as of everything that's going on right now, I still watch, I still learn, I still read.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm caught up on today's information. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if I'm telling you something, I'm not just pulling it out my ass. I'm really doing my homework on it and giving you the information.
People don't trust
me. Hence why I made the products. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, you tell folks this and it's, nah. Then you end up being a bald head scallywag.
Nah.
Until they go, oh, well, Angela Simmons is promoting these hair vitamins. Let me take this. So you're going to take some hair vitamins and think that you finna just grow your hair by taking these vitamins. You're right. Not going to do the work. The
magic
hair,
beans.
Right?
Those is magic beans. Those don't work.
As with anything, you have to put in work. Like, just taking some pills is just for them to get some money.
Yeah. I lost my train of thought, but I remember it. Hold on. You said something, and it made me think, like, even you said about information, how you went and gathered the information, you study. I know, because I saw, like, your cosmetology books. I saw you studying them and all of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Still, like, even when you started doing the hair oils, how you got all these, just got, like, an alchemy book and something. That's all types of stuff, right? People don't want to do the research, man. Like, relocating, right? Relocating is tough. I don't know what y'all think or how y'all think that it went, and I tried to document it like all through this the rise of Inaudible Ruckus or whatever, man. But relocating takes a lot, because especially when you're relocating and you're stabilizing, a lot of people just go try something out. No, I don't like this, I go home. That's neither here nor there, right? Because you gotta do what works for you. Now, when you're relocating, like, investigate the town, like the city, like what industry are you trying to go into? People just be like, oh, what's the jobs like there? I don't know, nigga, what are you trying to do? Because I have a career. So like, and even when I moved here, there were jobs, but I was overqualified for a bunch of those jobs.
Sure was.
You feel me? So when you touch down or you're trying to touch down, I would recommend going to visit the place just to see if you like the overall vibe of it. Visit different parts of it, not just the hood, or you know what I'm saying, wherever, if you sleep at family house or something, like not just where they at, but like visit the downtown area, visit a nice little suburb or something just to see the mix of it. figure out what industries they have there. Where do you fit into that equation? You know what I'm saying? You have
to, because like some folks will move somewhere and it's like this state doesn't even help with your industry.
Yeah.
You finna move down here and you're gonna have to take the basic entry level position.
Yeah, it's like, you know what I'm saying? I'm in marketing. So when I picked Houston, well, we had discussed it, but when you were going into the healthcare side of things because you were doing physical therapy at the time. And then I was doing, I was doing marketing. So I'm like, all right, there's a million and one Fortune 500 companies down here. Like, I could get a job at one of them. And it took me forever, but I mean, not forever. It took like a year and a half.
Yeah.
And then I got the oil and gas job. But everything else, I just kind of freelance and I hustle. Like, because you just got to make do. You feel me? And we were in a rush, so that kind of did some things to it too. But we ended up moving on a part of town that on the surface looked nice, but once it was nighttime, it was like, oh shit, this shit is not nice at all. But that was a hard lesson that we had to learn, right? So I'm telling you to do your due diligence and do your research, but if you want me to do it all for you, then I might as well move my damn self.
Exactly. No, I can't stand that.
But I say that to say it can be done because we did all of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like even now, where the place that we stay now, we did research in this area. Mm-hmm. We're doing research in the other area that we want
to
move to.
Exactly. Where we're trying to buy the house, you're doing and like when we say do your research, like you were saying about your jobs, you also have to dig deep, look on all the websites to know if this was a flood area.
Yep.
You know, then also you have to look up your school districts if you got kids.
Yep.
You gotta look up all of that.
It can't just be, oh, where the party's at.
Look up the history of the location, too. So
how diverse is it? What's the population?
Exactly. You have to really dig deep and figure all the stuff out. And it's not like this information is not available to us. Everything is online.
Nigga, you got an iPhone.
It's all online.
People act like if it ain't on Facebook, or Twitter, or Instagram, they can't find it.
Quick Google search.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
And shit, if you Google the address of the place that you're looking at, a lot of times it'll even give you everybody who live there.
You know me, I'm the
you
Google.
You get the Carfax on the house. Hold the on, house facts.
You know I'm Google Maps expert though. I'll figure out like, oh, what type of neighborhood is this?
Exactly. You go around and find all the hoods. You know exactly where it's at, where to stay away from, all of that.
Oh yeah, because Houston, it didn't take me long to get acclimated to Houston. I think Kenny drove us around that one time. Then the second day, remember I was like, I'm going out driving. He's like, where are you going? You don't even know nobody. I was like, I'm going to get lost. Because I feel like to get familiar, like keep driving around till you get lost and then you find your way back. Mm-hmm. And then when I did that, I'm like, okay, this street is that street. Oh, this street don't connect to this street. Oh, shit. Like, this is a dead end and it's really about to be a dead end if I don't hit the reverse real quick. I don't want to be down here. It's a lot. It's a lot. But yeah, moral of the story, man. I know it's a lot of work, but you can either cheat the work now and live on in like this, like, I don't want to say fruitless, go down this fruitless road, or you can do the work now and have it long last and stuff, but you can't cheat it either way, right?
Yeah.
And if you're scared of doing the work, man, you just got to boss up and not be scared, man. That's it. That's all I can tell you. And that's coming from experience. That's it. Yeah, you got anything else?
Got any questions?
Those are the questions.
Did we have any other questions from people?
We ain't had no more questions. They don't like us. You talked their heads off last week. You went on a roll last week.
I did not.
What's wrong with my voice? I think I'm losing my voice.
Well, anyways.
No more pod.
So make sure y'all go
to. Y'all niggas would love that, wouldn't y'all?
No. AudibleRuckus.com/naturallynay and get your instant moisture duo. And you can find us on Instagram at naturally_nay with 2 E's. Please do not follow that other person.
Fuck them. AudibleRuckus.com/shop. The championship pack is there because we're the 5-time champs. Been doing this 5 years in a row. And then you can go to midnightclubmerch.com for the Midnight Club merch. Also hit up Muse Lux Aesthetics Beauty Studios in Detroit and Gross Power Washing and Cleaning. It's another episode of the Skeetors. Many episodes.